We look at different aspects of the seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of the aspects is with regards to the smiling of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam never refused to see me since I embraced Islam, and if he never looked at me without smiling. Subhanallah, this narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari, narration number 6089. In a lengthy hadith of Shama'il Tirmidhi, the Sahaba describing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that most of his laughing was in the form of a smile. Umm Darda radiallahu anhu writes that Abu Darda always smiled during the course of his speech. And she once told him that he should not be, that people consider him a fool due to this habit. And Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I never saw or I never heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking except that he was smiling. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, whilst portraying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that when he would laugh, it seemed as though the walls leapt up. And Abdullah ibn Harith ibn Jaz radiallahu anhu says, I have never seen anyone smile as much as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never laughed out or never laughed, but only smiled. Simak ibn Harb reports that once he asked Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu anhu, were you frequently in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Sina Jabir replied, yes, I was often in his company. He never stood up from his place, performing the Fajr Salah until the sun rose. He would then get up while the Sahaba radiallahu anhu was sometimes discussing events that occurred during the period of Jahiliyyah, ignorance. And as they laughed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. In another narration, Simak ibn Harb reports that he once asked Jabir ibn Samurah, were you frequently in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Jabir replied, yes. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Fajr, would sit on the Musalla until the sun rose. The Sahaba would speak to him, discussing events that would take place during the period of ignorance. And they would recite poetry and laugh. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile. Another narration states that he often remained silent and would laugh very little. And the Sahaba would often recite poetry to him and other matters of theirs, and they would laugh and he would mostly smile. And then Hussein ibn Yazid Kalbi reports, and he says that I have never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or you know, in any situation, I never seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laugh. He would only smile. There were also times when he would have to tie a rock on his belly because of extreme hunger, but then too he would smile. Sayyidina Jabir says, when revelation would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would say, he is a person warning his people of approaching punishment. However, if this was not happening, you would see that you would be the most jovial of people and possess the best character. Abu Umama says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the most jovial people and one with the best personality. So this was the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling in general. And then when we take it a bit closer to home, in the home itself, Sayyidah Aisha explains the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was most honorable of all people, and the personality with the best character. And she says he was always laughing and smiling. And Sayyidah Aisha says, I've never seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laugh so much in a manner that I could see his, the back part of his throat. All he did was he was smile. And Amra radiallahu anhu reports that she once asked Sayyidah Aisha about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behavior when he was alone with his wives, and Sayyidah Aisha replied, he was like any other man, except for the fact that he was the noblest of them all and the most compassionate. He also laughed and he also smiled. So this gives us insight on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his home. Even in difficult times, like during the Battle of Khandaq, Amr ibn Sa'd reports and he says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiling so broadly during the Battle of Khandaq that his molar teeth became visible. And when Amr asked him the reason for this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, when Amr asked for the reason for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laughter, then the narrator of it said that Sa'd explained that a man from the enemy was waving his shield to and fro to protect his forehead, thereby teasing the Muslim archers to get him. Being a crack archer, Sayyidina Sa'd took out his arrow, placed it on the bow, and waited for the chance. And as soon as the man raised his head, shot the arrow, which struck the man squarely on his forehead. The man fell to the ground while his leg remained extended in the air. And it was then that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled so broadly that the molars became visible. And you know what made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laugh so much? Someone asked, and the narrator replied, it was the astuteness with which Sayyidina Sa'd dealt with the man. That is what had pleased Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to that great extent. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that a man once came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that I'm destroyed, I've engaged in relations with my wife during Ramadan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then free a slave. And then he said, no, I can't do that. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then fast for 2 months consecutively. And he said, would be able to do that. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then feed 60 poor people. He said, I can't afford that. The man said, and when someone later presented a basket of dates, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summoned the man and instructed him to give the dates away, sadaqah. And then he said, should I give it to someone more in need than I am? But Allah, there's no family between the rocky plains of Medina more in need of it than my family. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled so widely that his molars became visible. He said that, then let it be spent on your family. Let it be spent on your family. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, had humorous interactions, light-hearted interactions with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said, I know the first person to enter Jannah and the last to emerge from Jahannam. A man will be called on the day of Qiyamah and his minor sins will be presented before him, but his major sins will be concealed. And you know, given the precise dates and times, he will be asked whether he committed certain evil deeds. And unable to deny it, he will admit to all of it. Fearing the major sins still to be counted for, it will be then said, grant him a good deed in place of every sin he committed. And he will then quickly say that, but I've committed other sins that I do not see here. And Abu Darda says, I then saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smile so widely that his molars were visible. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that I know who the last person to emerge from Jahannam will be. He will come out of Jahannam crawling, unable to stand straight because of the intensity of the punishment. And he will be told to enter Jannah. And as he starts proceeding towards Jannah, he will see that other people have already occupied its levels. He will then return to Allah saying, oh my Rabb, people have already occupied the levels, leaving no place for me. He will then be asked, do you remember the times in the world? He says, yes, I do. He said, then wish for all you would like to have. And he will be told, after wishing for everything you can think of, you will be told, shall have everything you have, wish for together with 10 times more of what the world has to offer. And he will say in disbelief that, are you joking with me and you are the king of the kings, king of the worlds? And Abdullah bin Saud says that, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smile so widely that his molars were visible. And he said, this is the person who will be the lowest inhabitor of Jannah in rank. Subhanallah. So this gives us insight into the smiles of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the things that made him smile.